This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. We've all heard the words invasive species before. I'm going to venture a guess and say that, like me, you never really applied that term to swans. But there is a struggle over non-native swans taking place around many of Michigan's abundant lakes. Trumpeter swans are native to the area. Mute swans are not. In many areas of the state, including portions of Washtenaw County, mute swans are competing with, and in some cases winning, the battle for habitat and resources with the native trumpeter swans. Now, once you realize competing swans is actually a thing, you might ask, is this an important ecological issue? We've invited someone on today's program that has the answers for us. Holly Vaughn is the Wildlife Communications Director for the Michigan Department of Natural Resources, and thank you for the time today. Most appreciated.
My pleasure. Glad to be here.
Now, this is going to seem like a rather rudimentary question, and in fact, I know it is, so pardon my ignorance, but how can I actually tell the difference between a trumpeter swan, which is native, and a mute swan, which is not?
Well, that's not a silly question at all. It can be kind of tricky to tell them apart, especially
when... I have to tell
you,
I looked on the internet. I looked at pictures of both, and they're very similar.
They are similar, and it can be hard to tell, especially when you're looking at a young mute swan versus an adult trumpeter swan. So the best way to tell them apart is to take a look at the beak or the bill of the bird. And mute swans generally have an orange bill. The adult birds do have an orange bill.
Surrounded by black.
Surrounded by black, and there's a large black knob at the top. Whereas trumpeter swans have a completely black beak, and their beak kind of sticks out straighter from their face, whereas a mute swan kind of slopes downward.
Gotcha. So there is a way of telling, and then you can know whether you're dealing with the native species of swan or the invasive species of swan, so to speak. Now, the native trumpeter swan has seen dwindling numbers to the point it was once declared a threatened species in Michigan, but in the last few years, we've seen a comeback of sorts. Is the population at a safe level at this point, or does it remain threatened?
It remains a threatened species in the state. Population numbers are growing, but it does remain on the endangered species list for the state of Michigan.
And how much of the mute swan issue contributes to that?
Quite a large part, actually. Mute swans outcompete trumpeter swans for food and for nesting sites. So quite often on a lake where you have both mute swans and trumpeter swans, the mute swans will chase the trumpeter swans away from their nesting sites. And the trumpeter swans, even though they're a little bit larger, tend to be a little more retiring than the mute swans are, and so the mute swans chase them away. Sometimes even adult mute swans will attack and kill young trumpeter swans. So this also, you know, impacts the population.
Have little wars going out on our lakes that I was completely unaware of.
Exactly.
If there were more and better wetland protections and better habitat protections in place, would the matter of mute swans become a non-issue for the trumpeter swans?
Not necessarily. They're not specialists. They're generalists, and they can live almost anywhere.
And they take over where they do live.
Thrive anywhere, absolutely. So I'm not certain that would necessarily help the issue.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU with our guest Holly Vaughn, and Holly is Wildlife Communications Director for the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. Let's explore for a moment what's happening around Washtenaw County. The Dexter Township Board of Trustees has adopted a measure that may soon allow for the cull of mute swans. If that comes to pass, Dexter would join nearby Hamburg and Putnam Townships in doing so. Is, in a larger sense, a swan kill an effective tool in wildlife management?
It is. In fact, we found, and research has supported the fact, that really culling these mute swans is the best way to reduce populations. They have a very high survival rate, and just simply destroying nests is not enough to keep populations of these birds at a reasonable level. So ultimately, we would like to see the population of mute swans down to about 2,000 birds. So we have a long way to go. We estimate the population now at about 20 to 25,000 birds. So
in your estimation, a cull of sorts is going to be absolutely mandatory.
Absolutely, yes.
Are there, you know, there's a lot of folks that really don't like the killing of any animals.
Yes.
Are there natural or non-fatal resolutions to the mute swan situation without also impacting the native trumpeter swans?
Unfortunately, really there isn't. So it would be irresponsible to, you know, relocate these swans to other states because ultimately they're not native to any part of the
United States.
Right,
they come from Europe, right.
Right. So, you know, we can't relocate them, and any sort of biologic control, like birth control or anything like that, would just be extremely expensive and extremely difficult to administer. So at this point, lethal control is the best way to take care of the situation.
And when we talk about lethal control, if we project forward, as I understand it, the mute swans are growing at by a population by 9 to 10% in the state of Michigan alone each and every year. From
Correct.
The DNR standpoint, what is going to be the policy to address this issue to get that number down to 2,000, as you mentioned?
So our policy is to work with Wildlife Services, so that's the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and in areas where, you know, there are large concentrations of mute swans, we are going out and removing those birds. If lake owners determine that they have an abundance of mute swans on their lake, what people can do is get together with their neighbors and sign a petition. And they get 70% of the people to sign a petition. They can get a permit to do some removal activities. Similarly, a letter of resolution from an elected official would also work to get the ball rolling to remove swans, mute swans.
Well, once again, we talk about a 70% approval rate given a neighborhood association or a lake community.
Mm-hmm.
And that's still 30% of people who find it extraordinarily beautiful to see the swans swimming by out on the lake. Is there a possibility that this is a policy that causes greater community divisions?
It's certainly not always popular, and we recognize that. We recognize that they are beautiful birds and nice to look at, but we feel protecting these species is more important than allowing this invasive species to thrive in our state.
One last question for you, Holly Vaughn, and
mm-hmm.
and that is, as we look to reduce the invasive mute swan population, what are we also doing to increase the native trumpeter swan population?
Absolutely. So we are working to improve wetland habitat for trumpeter swans. So in areas where invasive Phragmites has taken over the area, we're working on removing that invasive plant and getting more of an emergent, you know, mixed cattail marsh with about 50-50 plant cover versus water cover. And then working to understand the population more through banding of young birds and just understanding where our population is and where they go when the young birds leave their parents.
Where would you like the population to be in terms of numbers over the next decade?
Oh, wow. Ultimately, it would be great to have, you know, thousands and thousands of trumpeter swans. Right now, our population sits probably around 2,000 individuals. We'd like to see that go up.
So you're looking to switch population numbers between the trumpeter swan and
Absolutely.
The mute swan.
Absolutely. That'd be great. Yep.
Well, thank you very much for your time. Obviously, this is going to be a work in progress for the next many years, and we'll have occasion to talk again.
Sounds great.
That is Holly Vaughn. Holly is Wildlife Communications Director for the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's a regular Wednesday feature produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner and the Environmental Health Division. It's heard only on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.